Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Addiction Unlimited podcast, where you get to learn everything you want to know about addiction and recovery. I'm your host, Angela Pugh, co-founder of Kansas City Recovery, life coach, and recovering alcoholic. To learn more about me, you can listen to episode zero on your podcast app or find us on the web at addictionunlimited.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Addiction Unlimited podcast. I'm your host, Angela Pugh. Thank you for spending some time with me today and listening to the pod. Today, I want to start with something kind of fun. I'm going to read a new review that Addiction Unlimited got in Apple Podcasts. This is from MN7777 from Australia. How freaking cool is that, getting reviews from Australia? She says, she gave me 5 stars. Thank you so much, Emma. I love you already. She says, what I love most is how a lot of the chats are about the good that comes after giving up drinking. At the moment, my attitude is, what do sober people do with themselves? Or life will be so hard, mundane, boring without alcohol. So I'm loving the positive message. It's definitely encouraging me. Thank you again, Emma. I love that you get that out of the podcast because for me, that's really what it's all about. You know, getting sober, you guys have heard me say it 1,000 times. Alcoholism was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. Getting sober was the best thing I ever did in my life and allowed me to grow into a person that I didn't even know I was capable of before. Like in my life before, I was so lazy and I wasn't lazy on purpose, and this is exactly what we're going to talk about today, is actively participating in your life and actively participating in your sobriety. So I wasn't lazy on purpose necessarily. I just didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to actively participate in my life. I didn't know what things and actions I needed to be taking on a daily basis to create the life I wanted or be the person I wanted. No, but you aren't born knowing that stuff, by the way, right? That's why coaching is such a valuable tool for everybody in life, regardless if you have addiction or don't have addiction. Coaching is such an incredibly valuable tool because that's what really teaches you how to create the human being you want to be and create the life you want to have. And it's a step-by-step process, right? You've got somebody to guide you that's already done that work. I posted, I think probably on one of my Instagrams not very long ago, just because I tell you what to do doesn't mean I'm smarter than you. It just means I've done more dumb shit. And that's the truth. And in that also is, I've also done a lot more work and a lot more hardcore focused work on myself as a person. And that's why I love to teach that stuff. Because for me, to sit where I am today and look at the person I am today and the life I have today absolutely blows my mind to think about who I used to be. It feels like a whole different person in a whole different life. And that's the message I want you to get. Sobriety is not a drag. Giving up drinking is not a drag. That's what allowed me to really get it together and have a kick-ass life. And that's what I want for you too. So I love that review. I love it when anybody takes time to leave a review. It's so important to me. And it's super important in podcast world, right? Like Apple Podcast especially. They live for those reviews to know if I am a valuable podcast, if I am providing valuable information. They take all of that feedback in, and that's the only way they know that I'm doing a good job, right? So thank you so much, Emma. Love you. Appreciate you. I love that we have such a great audience in Australia. That's so cool to me. And from there, we're going to go into just a couple of light housekeeping things because I really want to remind you guys, I will always communicate with you through emails, right? If you sign up for something, like last week, I gave the free offer for my recovery recipe, right? All that stuff. And I gave a free bonus offer at the very beginning of last week's episode. There's a free bonus offer that goes with that recovery recipe. And today is the last day for that. And when I have giveaways and bonuses like that, I will always communicate with you guys via email. So I want you to make sure if you feel like you're not receiving something you signed up for, always check your spam folder. And this happens to me all the time in business, right? Somebody will say, oh, I emailed you, blah, 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 and I didn't get it. Especially if it's my first time getting an email from that person, I always check my spam folder and usually will find it. So make sure if you feel like you're not getting something that you signed up for, or you're not seeing something I said you were going to get, whatever the case is, just check that spam folder in your email and hopefully you will find it there. And last thing really quickly that leads me to, this is the last day for the recovery recipe free bonus I offered in last week's episode. This is Wednesday, May 15th, and I told you that free bonus offer would go through today. So that offer will shut down later today. My recovery recipe, you guys, really is, these are the everyday things that I do in my life to create this amazing life of recovery, right? These are literally the things that I do on a regular basis. And what I want you guys to understand, and this is going into our episode today and what we're going to talk about, like I said, actively participate. And what I really want you guys to know is the thing that will drag us back, right? What we all want is to be emotionally comfortable with sobriety and recovery. Because we get sober and there's a few things we're battling. One, we're battling habit, right? Because our habit is to drink. Our habit is to turn to substance every time we have any kind of feeling, certainly discomfort, but also any happy feelings, right? Our natural response is to turn to alcohol. So some of that is habit. And habit in, you know, maybe you have wine while you're cooking dinner, or you have a beer while you're watching television, or maybe you have a weekly card game you go to and you have beer there, or neighborhood barbecues and everybody drinks there. We have these habits and these rituals. And I've struggled with this with my food stuff, you know, in figuring out some of my attachments, my issues with food. I noticed I have all these rituals. Everywhere I go, I have these little rituals. You know, when I stop at this place, I pick up a little bag of this. And drinking's the same way. We have those habits. And habit is incredibly powerful. That's one of the big pieces of my recovery recipe, is really breaking down old habits and creating new ones. So habit is a big piece of the puzzle. The other part of it is people with addiction, we have a brain that functions in a different way, right? Where our wiring is a little bit off, that makes us vulnerable to addiction. It creates a certain personality, right? And to be honest with you, our wiring is incredibly challenging. This is not a simple brain to live with, right? So often you think it's the substance that you're really battling, but your battle truly is all the noise in your head. And I call it the committee. You've heard me say that before, the committee. The committee in my head is relentless. It chatters all the time. When I was newly sober, that committee was predominantly negative, and I have to actively participate in changing those negative messages every day, still to this day. It's the committee. It's that noise in your head. And if you think about it, when you quit drinking, your physical craving, your physical sort of addiction to alcohol, that goes away pretty quickly. You're talking a matter of days, really, 5 to 7 days. We all know what that feels like, especially those of us that are daily drinkers. You know what it feels like when you quit drinking and you have a few days. For me, I had probably 3 to 4 days that I felt like I had the flu, like just sick, run down, because my body was detoxing, right? And those are the acute stages, the immediate stages. But that piece of it is going to be over in a handful of days. The next piece of the battle is your head. It's your anxiety. It's your lack of coping skills. It's that feeling overwhelmed and exhausted, just so exhausted by everything because it's so overwhelming, and feeling like you're failing in everything you do, right? And all of those things cause that committee in your brain to go into high gear and just chatter away all day long, chattering in your ear, telling you all this crap, making you feel like a failure, and it's confusing and overwhelming, and you feel out of control. And those are all the things my recovery recipe addresses. You know, the biggest thing is you don't have to do this alone. That's what I really want you to get to. You don't have to do this alone. It's not a drag, and you're not alone. You should have the opportunity to love yourself in a way that you don't want to drink anymore. And you hear me say that all the time too. That's the point for me, is to get to a place that I love myself so much that I don't want to turn to alcohol, because alcohol is damaging. Alcohol is hurting me. Alcohol is its own sign of self-loathing and self-hatred, because I'm doing something, certainly the way I did it, right? Like, I way overdrank all the time. There's a level of self-abuse in that. And you can't do something on a daily basis where you're hurting yourself and you are literally causing yourself harm. And this is smoking cigarettes. This is eating poorly. This is drinking. All of those things, there is a level of self-hatred in that. And I know those words are strong, but that's the truth. I can't do something on a daily basis that I know is causing harm to myself and at the same time have self-confidence, right? They don't go together. Those two things don't go together. I can't hurt myself and love myself at the same time, because when I love myself, I don't want to hurt myself. I want to protect myself. And I've been there. I've been through all of that. I've been exactly where you are. I've been in every stage of this game into long-term sobriety. So actively participate. Here's what this means to me. I have to take action on a daily basis to create change or happiness or energy in any of my life areas that I want to create change and happiness and energy, okay? In my sobriety, this means I don't get to be sober just because I want to. I get to be sober because I actively participate in creating sobriety in my life. And that means I have to actively participate in working against that committee in my brain, right? And retraining it, because that's really what I do, is I retrain that committee so that it's talking about things that I want to be talking about, you know, so it's actually giving me messages that are healthy and happy, and they're the messages I want to hear, instead of the committee beating me down all day long, right? Because that's how I lived for years and years and years. And I think that contributed really a ton to my overwhelming sadness and my just discomfort with life. I just hated it. I was angry every single day that I woke up. I was pissed off that I woke up because I was so exhausted by it. And the thought of having to go through it another day and just deal with all of the overwhelm and anxiety and just feeling like crap and feeling like a crappy person, the thought of doing it another day was just more than I could bear. And that's because that committee is just chattering all the time, and it was always negative and it was always beating me down. So I have to actively participate in changing those messages. And this is one of the ways where I think people get really off track, because it's easy to say, quit drinking, go to meetings, make friends. Now, if you go to meetings, you'll definitely get some more direction. But where I think people struggle is, how do we take these ideas, sobriety, actively participate, don't poke the bear, right? How do you take these ideas and actually put them to work in your daily life? And that's what I want you to know. And again, that's what my recovery recipe is. It's not just a step-by-step guide, but it's actually telling you, this is what you do. This is what it means. This is why I do it. And this is how you do it for you in your life. So for sobriety, for me to be comfortable, I have to change that chatter in my head, which means I have to get comfortable with more positive messaging. And it takes practice. I have to do it over and over again. I have to do it all the freaking time, all the time. I have to focus on those positive messages. And I have to go to meetings, because for me, that feeds my sobriety. And that's how I want you to look at it. That's what I say in my recovery recipe. Feed your sobriety. And you feed your sobriety in all these different ways. You feed your sobriety by making choices that you are proud of. You feed your sobriety by facing fears and conquering them. Remember, I talked about a couple of weeks ago in the Don't Poke the Bear episode, I was telling you anything you do that makes you not feel good about yourself, whether it's procrastination or being late or not making phone calls you're supposed to, not calling your sponsor when you're supposed to, not going to meetings, all these things you're quote unquote supposed to do. When you're not doing any of those things, what happens inside of you, the committee gets a hold of that and it starts telling you you're no good. I can't believe you didn't do that. You told that person you were going to show up for him and you didn't. You're a piece of shit. Why'd you do that? How come you're not paying your bills? The bill collector called. You ignored the call. You were supposed to call your mom back a week ago. You were supposed to do something for your boss. You didn't do it. All those little things, those are the things the committee is going to chew on. And your addiction thrives on you not feeling good about yourself. I want you to be so aware of this piece. Anything you do that will make you not feel good about yourself or make you feel like you could have done a better job, you didn't do well enough, your addiction thrives on that. So to counteract that, I want you to feed your sobriety. Don't feed into those negative messages and negative actions, being lazy, being a procrastinator, all those things that we love to be. Don't feed that. Feed your sobriety. And to feed your sobriety, that means going to meetings, or that means, you know, watching some good, cool, sober people stuff online, or watch a funny sober people movie, or read a memoir by somebody who is sober. There's a million things you can do to feed and nourish the sober piece of yourself. Join our Facebook group, right? There's a ton of good stuff happening in there. I am so blown away at what a great community we are creating in there, how supportive everybody is, and how hard everybody is working to really get their sobriety in order and to be in recovery and actively participating in that recovery and feeling good about it and overcoming issues. We've got a killer community in there. And there's a million of those, right? So that's how you feed your sobriety, and that's how you actively participate. I have to take action. I can't just talk about being sober. I can't just be sober in theory, right? It takes action and energy. So if I want my sobriety to be strong, then I work on it every day. And the other thing I want you to think about in this is something that makes me crazy. We are so dedicated and committed to our drinking. Like, we are so dedicated, it's ridiculous. There could be a freaking blizzard outside and I would have still gone to the bar or gone to the liquor store. I promise you, the blizzard would not have stopped me. It could be raining. I could be exhausted. I could be any number of things and it never would have kept me from drinking. But when we get sober, all of a sudden we want to get lazy, right? All of a sudden we want to kick back and go, oh, I don't feel like going to a meeting today. I'm really tired. Or I don't feel like calling my sponsor today because they're going to be hard on me about this, that, and the other thing, and I don't want to hear it, right? All those little things are feeding your addiction. We don't want to feed the addiction. We want to feed our sobriety. This is not a time to get lazy. This is a time to feed your soul, feed your brain, all that good sober people information. Keep listening to podcasts that feeds your sobriety. Keep listening to things, reading things, doing things that are actively good, strong, sober things. That's how you make your sobriety stronger. That's how you make your recovery stronger. And recovery is a million things. You know, getting sober to me was just putting down the drink. Recovery is all the stuff I have to do after, right? Recovery is starting to deal with that anxiety and the committee in my head and having them get their shit together, because that committee is something else. And I have to get coping skills to deal with my problems. And I want to remind you, this is huge. Do not ever for a single moment believe that you can't do this, because you can. Alcoholism is one of the most powerful forces in the world, no question, but you are more powerful. And I don't want you to forget that, because you can figure this out, especially with a step-by-step, figure it out, here's a plan, follow this, do this. If you get your shit together and you get your energy in the right place and you start building your sobriety and feeding your sobriety, what happens is you'll make it so strong that it will protect you even in a moment that you are weak. Your recovery will protect you. If you feed it and make it strong and make it bigger, it will protect you in those moments that are hard, you know? That's what I want you to know. I hope you guys love this. And don't forget about the group coaching. I just started offering group coaching. This is an incredible opportunity. If you are tired of feeling messy and exhausted and out of control, this is a great way to get involved, get some good guidance for you specifically. And not only am I there to give you guidance, but you have this whole community of people who are equally excited for you and committed to you getting your sobriety where you want it. They're equally committed as you are. So this is really a killer opportunity and way maximum value for your dollar too, because this allows me to offer a deep discount to do it in a group setting. But space is limited. So bear that in mind too. Space is limited on those group coachings. We do them every week. You can sign up whenever you want, but there are only 6 spots available each week. Go to addictionunlimited.com/coaching and you can find that link on the Facebook page as well. I will put that link in the show notes too. Go there. You can schedule right from that page and get everything taken care of. Pick your date. It's very easy to figure out. So jump on there, do that. addictionunlimited.com/coaching. I'll put that in the show notes. Love you guys. I hope you're having a killer day. Go out and actively participate in your life, actively participate in your sobriety, and make your sobriety stronger today. That's what I want you to do. And I will see you guys next week.
You've reached the end of another great episode of the Addiction Unlimited podcast, candid and honest conversation about addiction and recovery. Be sure to visit us at addictionunlimited.com to join the conversation and access show notes and links to everything we talked about. Love this episode? Please take 30 seconds to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes to help us improve and give you the information you want. Thanks for listening. See you next week.